Okay, I'm just going to share for 10 minutes. So just short this morning. And so what do we say on the last morning of us all being together? And it really is, you know, we can just say our hearts really are that we love this congregation as it is today. And it is fruitful as it is today, yet the fruitful branches get pruned. So my title this morning is Saying Goodbye Also Means Saying Hello. And there's just sort of this paradox in the way the Lord does things. Okay, and so if you can put up that photo of like the stagnant pond. I don't know if you guys have ever seen stagnant ponds. They're not always that nice to look at. But one of the reasons why the moss grows like that is because there's such little movement. There's no water that's flowing. And so oxygen levels deplete. There's algae blooms. There's poor water quality eventually. Life needs movement. And that's the same for churches. And, you know, if a pool has nothing that flows out of it, the water becomes stagnant. And so maybe put up the next one. Well, this is a picture of like a really nice pool with water that's flowing. And so everything stays fresh. It brings in fresh water and it carries old water out in a sense. And so for those of you who've been in church for a while, you would have heard the analogy of the Sea of Galilee versus the Dead Sea. So just put up those photos. This is a picture of the Sea of Galilee, which we read a lot of our parables that Jesus taught on. Yeah, they were always catching fish. And it's a very fertile place. There's a lot of, just so much fish and, like, there's boats and, you know, greenery around it. And then the Dead Sea is, there's no plant life on the shores there. You can see that it's just salt. And if you zoom in a little bit, like, that's kind of what it looks like. Fish can't survive there. And the reason why the Dead Sea is so toxic is because it's the lowest point on earth. So for those of you who haven't heard, it's the lowest point on earth. And so the Jordan River flows into the Sea of Galilee. And then out of the Sea of Galilee, the river continues into the Dead Sea. But the Dead Sea is the lowest point. The water can't flow anywhere from there. And so the water just evaporates. And so all those nutrients never flow out. There's not an inflow and an outflow. It's only an inflow. And eventually it just becomes toxic. And this is, I think the Lord even gave us that as a visible sort of something that we need to understand. So God didn't design the church to just keep gathering them and to keep them. Life is always meant to flow. And what we receive, we need to pass on. We need to give it. Yeah, the things that God grows in us, we then need to pass on to others and reproduce in others. You know, I remember when I was a youngster getting saved, and the pastors at that time were my heroes in the faith. But, you know, some of those guys are dead now. And when I was young, guys, like, I would think, how would the church be able to continue without those guys? Yet the next generation comes. And then they need to be prepared for that. I never even would have thought of myself being someone on stage in those days. And so the Lord's always renewing and growing, and he does these things. And so, you know, today, in a sense, we close off a season of us being together as one big congregation, but it opens up a new door for new things, which is really amazing. So just one or two examples from Scripture. Abram and Lot. If we look from Genesis chapter 13, so these two had left his father's house and they were together. And it says, and Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents, so that the land could not support both of them dwelling together, for their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. So these two guys, Lot and Abram, were their families that had grown and multiplied. Their flocks had multiplied, and everything was just the blessing of God is on them. So they were so fruitful that eventually the land was too small for them. And so if they continue to stay together, well, it means that growth would end. That's basically what's happening. And I do feel that it reflects where we are right now as Warmer AM. We are no longer going to be called Warmer AM. We're now going to be called Warmer 830 or Warmer 11. Or some people have suggested warmer brunch. But I don't. So, or maybe ask the Breakfast Club. Okay. But warmer AM, as we are right now, we've had a great season of growth. 3 years ago, we sent out, as I've often mentioned it, we've sent out Craig Crummock with a bunch of guys who are living in that area to Summer Strand. That multiplied, you know, I think when Craig took it over, it was just like 120, and now they're on Sundays about 250, so it's really, really been amazing. Also brought a lot of balance, and in terms of it was just students, now many families. We sent out others to Western Suburbs to help there. We were staying closer to that side, and it's definitely added to them. So that's been amazing, and then our own numbers jumped back up really quickly, and it's like sometimes you don't know how this happens. But as we are right now, I mean, I honestly love the vibe on a Sunday. I love it when we're worshiping and it's just chock and block and it's full. But there are some negatives in that there's certain visitors. Sometimes I meet people and I say, hey, are you new here? And they say, I've been coming for 4 months already. And it's like, oh, okay. And that's, we're not, you know, I'm not getting to everyone. And I just think as we are smaller, it's gonna do a lot of new things. And maybe I'll talk about that in a moment. But the moment, I do think the limitations on us at the moment is we are still growing, but we can't always fit in here. Sometimes visitors might feel like it's too full; they don't know where to sit. We constantly needing to raise up new leaders, disciple new people, and we're not touching everyone, not getting to everyone. But anyway, if you continue the scriptures with Lot and Abraham in verses 8 and 9, eventually they make this agreement and they said, let there be no strife between you and me. You know, is not the whole land before us? Separate yourself from me. And if you go to the next verse, you'll see So not the whole land before you. Separate yourself from me. If you take the left hand, then I will go to the right. If you take the right hand, then I'll go to the left. But let there be no strife between us. And I do think that if they hadn't multiplied at this point, because of their own fruitfulness and growth, there would eventually be strife. So their multiplying out actually avoids future problems. And so currently, they were very fruitful, but if they stay together, well, strife's going to come. And I do think, for us as Warmer AM, the whole land is before us. The whole land is before us. Okay, let's multiply and grow. That's what the Lord wants to do. Sometimes there's just more that the Lord wants to do if He separates us like this, or if He plants us out, than if we all stay together. So one more example from Scripture, Paul and Barnabas in Acts chapter 15. It says that after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, let us return and visit the brothers in every city where we proclaimed the word of the Lord and see how they are. So Paul and Barnabas were big partners in the Lord, traveled together. Now Barnabas wanted to take with them John called Mark, but Paul thought it best not to take with them one who had withdrawn from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to the work. And there arose a sharp disagreement, so that they separated from each other. Not the best circumstances for multiplying, but they actually separate from each other. But the result is still something that the Lord uses. Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and departed, having been commended by the brothers to the grace of the Lord. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. So sometimes God multiplies the ministry by dividing the team. And, you know, there's more people to reach. And so I even think about Jesus with his 12 disciples. I mean, they must have been such a tight group, being together for 3 years. And then suddenly Jesus says he's going. And they're all like, no, you can't. You know, and Peter even rebukes Jesus at one point. No, Jesus. You know, and I think that is sometimes what we can feel as well. We don't want this. You know, we don't want this multiplication. We want to stay as we are. But, you know, if you look at those 12 disciples and what became of their lives, they spread out all over the world. By the time they died, all of them were in different areas of the world, touching and proclaiming the gospel in different areas. And I think even about our different congregations that we have right now, Eugene from Western Suburbs, he was with us. Lucetti, who's like in England, he was with us. Stephen in Taiwan, he was with us. Brad and Ange were with us for so many years. We never thought we'd see the day where they would leave. And I mean, I was torn up when that happened. We think about Craig, Summer Strand. Ray in St. Francis. He was part of us. He was part of us. Then he went to Western Suburbs and then planted out. Dean Living Waters, yes, went from us. J-Bay, in a sense, we found them along the way. Plett, Matt Smith-Belton was sent from PM, from Summer Strand. He went from PM to Summer Strand too. So there's a lot of movement, but it creates life. And, so saying goodbye also means saying hello to the new chapter. Paul said goodbye to Barnabas, but he said hello to Silas. And Barnabas said goodbye to Paul, but hello to a new partnership with Mark. One team became two. Two teams could now reach more people. Okay, and so in that multiplication as well, you see that Silas steps forward, actually, and grows. He's no longer just a guy who carries the bags. He's now one of the partners. And Cyprus is reached, and then John Mark, steps forward, and he grows from someone who used to bail on them. Now suddenly, Barnabas can count on him, and he's grown and he's matured, and they reach Syria and Sicilia. Okay, and then in our multiplication today, I just think of Robbie and Kerry, Lee and Derek, the two eldership couples going from us, and especially Robbie, you and Kerry, you guys came in as youngsters. I remember meeting you guys, you're still studying, and they are still youngsters, but a youngster like my son wouldn't say Robbie's a youngster anymore, Robbie and Kerry, by us multiplying, you guys are stepping into more. And that's going to be amazing. So, Robbie and Kerry, why don't you guys just come forward actually quickly, just so everyone can see who you are. Lee and Derek, why don't you guys come as well? And then our 8:30 group, so currently I suppose there's more of a sending, it feels like more of a sending of them. It's a whole brand new time slot. For the 8:30 crowd, we're going to be going, we're going to 8:30. So we're also being sent, but it feels more like we are staying. There's probably 2/3 of us that are remaining behind. For them, they're also inheriting about 60-something adults plus children, so it's 80-something from PM. So their congregation is going to be just more change in it. But for guys who've always come to this congregation, we'll be with 8:30 next week. We're losing two eldership couples, 12 deacons. We're sowing out 5 community leaders and a one single community, so 5 community leader couples and then 1 community single person. 16 people who are co-leaders and 86 adults and 22 children, 108 in total. And that number's still slightly fluctuating, but I think we've kind of reached a point where it's stable now. And there will always be people we say goodbye to who we wish we could keep close. But the space we create by saying goodbye becomes the very space where we can say hello to someone new. And that's the biblical way. And Jesus, I'll just end with this verse. Jesus says in John 12:24, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it does, it bears much fruit. And in a sense, today, that's what's happening. The seed is not just staying a seed anymore. It's being planted.